New questions are bubbling up concerning an oil spill that happened around 1980. The site, an Enbridge pipeline in the Hiawatha National Forest in the Upper Peninsula. Enbridge claims it cleaned up all but one of the five barrels of oil it says spilled from a rupture in Line 5. And yes, the same Line 5 whose twin pipelines run under the Straits of Mackinac. Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny is here with us again. How much do we know about this oil spill from 1980?
Around 2012, Enbridge went back to the U.S. Forest Service there at the Hiawatha National Forest and asked for permission to install some groundwater monitoring wells, because they said as they went back to do some valve installation on the pipeline, they just happened to check out the site of this former historic spill and found all kinds of contaminated soil and contamination going down into the groundwater.
And you write that Enbridge says that it notified authorities about this spill when it happened in 1980, including the U.S. Forest Service. But as you tell us, the Forest Service is saying something different.
Right. There's definitely kind of a he said, she said going on here, because Enbridge is pretty specific. They didn't provide me with documents that corroborate what they said, but they did tell me very specifically, we talked to this person on this date, and they indicate that shortly after they discovered the spill, in July 1980, they contacted what was then the DNR. The duties now would be part of the DEQ, but back then it was just the DNR. They contacted the Michigan Public Service Commission, and they contacted the Forest Service over a period of maybe 2 days. The Forest Service, however, says they have no records of any sort of notification of a spill on this pipeline in the forest until Enbridge came and asked for the monitoring wells in 2012.
Well, I will say this, as we have learned more and more from the unfolding Flint water crisis, government agencies aren't real great about sharing information and talking amongst themselves. Is it possible that Enbridge is right? They did tell?
I think it absolutely is possible. But one of the things when you kind of pull back on this is there doesn't seem to be any sort of great extensive dialogue going on between the operator of a 30-inch transmission line that's pushing up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids every day through a treasured national forest and the people who manage that forest. If there is this discrepancy, it kind of makes you wonder about the level of back-and-forth communication that goes on and the level of oversight that goes on.
Fair enough. And you report that Enbridge excavated 825 tons of soil from the site, and now it's buried, right? So there's no way of testing it.
They took it to a Delta County landfill, and one of the issues that came up in the story from an environmentalist I talked to is how can we really fully know the scope of this spill? The way he put it is it doesn't pass the smell test, or in this case, the spill test, that only one barrel of oil wasn't recovered. And yet, more than three decades later, the ground and the groundwater are still contaminated. And then the other kind of complicating factor here is some of that excavated soil, Enbridge says, was related to this valve replacement or valve installation project. So what level of it was related to that and what level of it was related to the spill contamination? We have no way of knowing.
I was going to say that I don't even know where would you even be able to dig to find out that information.
Not really sure. You know, the groundwater monitoring wells are now in place, and so far they are not finding readings of elevated levels of petroleum-related chemicals that were found when Enbridge went back to the site in 2011, 2012. So that at least indicates that the scope of the affected area of the spill doesn't seem to be spreading beyond where they knew it was in 2011, 2012.
But as we noted at the top, this is the twin of the pipeline running under the Straits of Mackinac that you and I have talked about so often on Stateside. Do these questions about Enbridge's response to this 1980 spill validate concerns of the lines running under the Straits?
There are certainly people who think so. The way it was put in my story is either Enbridge knew about this spill contamination and didn't clean it up in a national forest for more than three decades, or they didn't know about it until they kind of stumbled upon it again three decades later. And either one of those answers is a problem.
And Line 5 runs under other national forests in Michigan, doesn't it?
Indeed, it does. It runs under the Ottawa National Forest in the far eastern UP and the Huron-Manistee Forest in the northeastern Lower Peninsula. David Holtz, the chairman of the Michigan chapter of the Sierra Club, is saying all of these national forests should run a comprehensive environmental assessment of what Enbridge's pipeline in their forest means to the integrity of the forest.
And that seems like it would come back to the U.S. Forest Service. What do they say?
They're certainly not committing to anything right now. The way it's been referenced to me is they're still trying to get their heads around just what the scope and magnitude is of the spill in Hiawatha is and what it means. And at some point, they could revisit, because I believe it's special use permits that Enbridge needs with the Forest Service to run these pipelines through the National Forest, include some specific language related to, possibly having to compensate the Forest Service for any damage caused to, lands of the United States type of thing. So that could be coming at some point in time. But right now, they're still sort of trying to get their hands around what all this spill means in terms of magnitude and impact.
Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny, great talking with you as always, Keith. Thank you so much.
Thank you.